This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I don't know what it costs to get in the big game, but the food is worth the price of admission alone because I just had the alligator sausage with the crawfish etouffee on a Leidenheimer's baguette, and it was beyond delicious. Ian McNulty joins us now, as he always does, a little bit late on Friday to talk about eating and drinking in the city. How you doing, Ian McNulty?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Great to be with you. This is a week and fast forward here in New Orleans, that's for sure. So I'm considering this interview between us our two-minute drill, right?
The equivalent it is. In a way,
the clock.
tell me what's been going on in the city where you've been eating, drinking some of the events.
Okay, I just want to make a few things clear. Headline style, yes, you can still eat oysters. There was that closure of Area 3 earlier in the week that coincided with New Orleans Oyster Night, and this had a lot of people asking questions, but I just want to remind people that that is one area out of 28 Louisiana harvest areas that was temporarily shut down, and talking to the oyster people from Acme and even from some of the smaller players, you know, they just shift gears. They make a bunch of phone calls. Maybe they're out of oysters for that afternoon when the recall goes out, but then they're back at it with oysters from other areas. And Oyster Night was fantastic. That was on Wednesday. You had oyster bars popping up at restaurants that don't normally have them, and it was really cool, and I think it can be a recurring event to celebrate the oyster and all those shells going to the coast and rebuild reefs for coastal projects. Good cause, good awareness level raising. So that's the message. If you have lingering in the back of your head are not supposed to eat oysters, you absolutely can. That has been the restaurant pros have taken care of that.
What are you hearing from your – I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Second big headline is, yes, you can still go out in New Orleans. A lot of stuff is bought out. A lot of stuff is taken over. A lot of roads are closed, and more are going to be closing by the end of the day and successively until the weekend. But I'm here to tell you that doesn't mean you have to be a couch potato or surrender your city to the visiting hordes of mega fans and media from out of town. I've been going out regularly, and in fact, in some places, it's downright slow still. So if you've got a hankering to go out and see what all the Super Bowl action is about, you got to plan your routes a little better, perhaps. You might have to take a different avenue, take a different type of transport, but you're... this is still your city, and it actually is kind of fun to see it in this big glow up.
What are you hearing from your friends in the restaurant industry?
Well, it depends where they are, and it depends what kind of deals got put on their table months ago, right? I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, some restaurants are completely bought out, and they're basically the back lot, the sound stages for these events that come in. It's sort of like a you've heard of people who rent out their house for movie productions, mm-hmm. and they come in and they move all your stuff and they set up lights and they might take down the ceiling fan and even move a door or whatever. It's that kind of situation. You know, these guys, these production teams, they come in and they transform familiar New Orleans restaurants into the backdrop for celebrity events and in the background of all of them are brands, you know, big corporate brands, mm-hmm. you know, Pepsi and Tostitos logging their kind of Super Bowl food. It's all the stuff that you imagine people in normal places that aren't New Orleans who don't know how to cook for Super Bowl Sunday will be putting on their table for Super Bowl Sunday. That's all the snacks and junk food that are being wildly promoted all around town. And alcohol, a lot of alcohol brands. I'm with you on that one.
Wait, I don't want you to disclose any confidences, but have you heard from any restaurateurs, and you don't have to name the restaurateurs, but of any celebrities that have been spotted eating around New Orleans?
Oh, I mean, there's tons of them, yeah. I mean, the Manning brothers are out in force. They're basically, like, showing everybody around their hometown. The last night was the NFL honors, so, you know, if you happen to see a man that may be in his, you know, mid to late 30s who looks about...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
About 6 inches to 12 inches taller than the average bloke. Looks like he's got a bit of bling. He's got a certain confidence in his step. Chances are he's a retired NFL player, you know.
Especially if he's limping.
That's for sure. But it's exciting. I get that it can be a little frustrating. Like, oh, I wanted to go to this place this weekend. I wanted to go to that place this weekend. It's closed down, or I can't park in front of my favorite restaurant in the CBD. But, you know, for the 1 week absolute glow up that this is for New Orleans and for the hospitality industry, I'm here for it. I mean, it's basically, I wrote a column this week, Tommy, talking about how when I host visitors, I take them on a restaurant tour and I want them to see the richness of the restaurant culture and the food culture that we share here. You know, it's not just about check a muffaletta off your list, check a po' boy off your list. It's about, like, seeing the sort of continuity of a culture that we express through our restaurants and we share as a community. I really, you know, you and I talk about this a lot. I really believe that's the strength of our New Orleans culture. Basically, that's what's happening to New Orleans on a giant scale. We're sort of giving people a tour, whether they're here in person, or maybe more to the point, vicariously through all the coverage that's descended on New Orleans. And I think so far we're putting on a pretty good show. I mean, you see the French Quarter on all these scenes, all this footage, whether it's sports coverage or some, you know, daily coverage of Super Bowl is happening this weekend, the big show. You know, New Orleans is the stage for that, and I think it's pretty cool, and I hope it pays dividends for the city's tourism and hospitality business to come. But, you know, to your point, a lot of places, yeah, they are taking over for the weekend or for various days, but plenty of places are just there, kind of, especially some of the workaday places. Last night, we went down to the French Quarter to prove a thesis, to test a thesis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as the Super Bowl takes over New Orleans, can you still feel like a local? Can you still eat and drink like a local in your town? Answer, spoiler, yes. We focused particularly on dive bars in the French Quarter. Those good old, reliable, not terribly glamorous, hole-in-the-wall joints in the French Quarter that are in between all the famous marquee name places. And, you know, I'm talking about Cosmos, Boondock Saints, the Aaron Rose, These are places we just walked into. They weren't busy much at all. Okay, it was early when we left. But, you know, you could get a drink at the same reasonable price as always, you know, a.k.a. under $10. Got a banging hamburger at Cosmo's. And just kind of took in the scene. Went to Jackson Square, watched the light show on St. Louis Cathedral. It was awesome. It was wonderful. And it felt like, you know, seeing your town in a different costume, all dressed up for a different affair. But, yet, those utility dive bars, those little restaurants here and there, they still get your back. So you can go out and enjoy it. That's the other message.
Give me an Ian McNulty list of restaurants that you would suggest or some takeout food for people watching the game at home on Sunday.
Get some Chinese food, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, right. I mean, I know we talk about this around Christmas time. It's, you know, that Jewish Christmas time tradition that's bled over into so many other people's traditions. You just want to go out for Chinese food or get some takeout Chinese food at Christmas time. It works great for Super Bowl, too. Because, you know, you've got a few people over, whether you're having a heaving party or it's just the neighbors. You get some big boxes of stuff. You set it out on the counter. You make a plate. You go cruise back later at halftime. You know, it doesn't have to be just nachos and finger food, you know. So you probably have your favorite Chinese restaurant. Go hit them up. And then, you know, pizza. It's kind of a cliche, Super Bowl pizza, but you know, you watch all those commercials through the year of Domino's, of Papa John's, all the big brands that advertise on the NFL, and it, you know, they make the pizza look pretty darn good on those commercials. Kind of gets your cravings going. Well, you've got a local pizzeria in your neighborhood within the, you know, within reach of delivery even for you if you want to go that route. That's going to be local and really good and probably better than the big chains you see advertised on TV. That's for sure. You know, stack up a couple pies and go old school.
Don't forget the king cake.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And that gets back to my point of New Orleans vicariously hosting visitors to the Super Bowl. We know that when New Orleans hosts the Super Bowl, it's a lot of people are having a lot of people are having New Orleans-themed Super Bowl parties all across the land. Believe me, there's not that many people, unless you're a diehard Kansas City or Philadelphia fan. Maybe you're having some cheesesteak. Maybe you're cooking some barbecue for Super Bowl Sunday. But all around the country, when people say this is in New Orleans, that's going to inspire more food themes than Kansas City or Philly. I mean, unless, like I said, unless you're diehard fans and you're really going to do some Kansas City burnt ends or some Philly cheesesteaks. There's a pretty good chance that people out there are trying their hand at jambalaya, and you can tell by all the national media coverage whipping out all these New Orleans style recipes, right? Do it yourself, do it at home. If they don't have access to proper andouille from Louisiana, well, God bless you. The boss is not going to get you there. I'm sorry, but you know, you can try. But ordering king cake, 100% legit thing, and I know that the king cake bakeries that deliver around the country saw a big bump of orders just for that reason, and people having king cake on the table while the Super Bowl is playing. Not with the Saints. No, they're nowhere near the Super Bowl, are they? But it's hosted in New Orleans, but only the Saints. And so,
Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always, sir. Have a great Super Bowl weekend.
Who dat? Go, Tommy. Great having you. It's going to be a huge weekend. Hope to see you out there. Cheers.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We'll take a break, come back, talk to JR. There is a football game happening, you know, on Sunday. We'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.